Welcome back to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share my life experiences and the stories of others as we are growing through life's ups and downs and coming out on the other side. Tune in as you may become inspired to evolve into the next best version of yourself. Hey there, powerful soul, and welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald, and today I want to have what may be an uncomfortable conversation with you about why therapy doesn't always work for your big dreams as a big dreamer. Now, if you are a practitioner, I really hope that you will listen to what I have to say with an open mind. And if you are currently seeing a professional, I hope that you listen to this information, and the intention behind it is not to tell you to fire your therapist. I have a therapist. Okay. But to just look at multiple ways you can approach your journey of manifesting the life, the love, the legacy of your dreams. Because what I find in my work, especially as someone who does a lot of emotional intelligence work and how to create what you desire from a very fulfilling and aligned space, is I have met a lot of my clients have tried therapy to approach their dreams. And they will come to me and say, I'm seeing a therapist, but it's not working. I don't understand. And the reason I believe that coaching, this is where coaching comes in. There's a gap for manifesting your dreams when it comes to being a big dreamer and having big dreams, and why therapy may not be filling that gap, is because therapy is very specific to your mental and emotional state, oftentimes due to trauma, and really helping you to heal from trauma and manage your trauma and the wounding that it created in healthy ways with coping skills that are good for you. And when it comes to this whole journey of manifestation and things like that, we're now looking at forward momentum and movement and actually getting into the process of creation. So what I'm going to be sharing here is a combination of my own lived experiences and the experiences of real humans who I have worked with over the years, both in my private coaching and in my group containers. And what I have found is many of the people that I work with do both. They will have a therapist and they will work with me. And I love it. I'm here for it because I do the same. I have a therapist and I work with a coach. Now, if I was not a dreamer and I did not want an incredible, amazing relationship and epic sisterhoods and to be living in my purpose and my calling and doing what I've been called to serve, doing what I've been called to do and working with the people I've been called to serve in big, bold, brave ways, then therapy may just suffice. You know, I would talk about what I'm trying to heal from and do the work. But what I started to learn on my journey is, for one, not every therapist is trauma informed. Okay. This is something I wish I would have known 20 years ago. I very first started my journey with counseling and therapy 20 years ago. And back then, talk therapy was all that was really being practiced. And I was trained under the modality as a practitioner myself and someone who used to work with juvenile and adult offenders and addicts under cognitive behavioral training. And so a lot of the modalities that were taught back then, and even currently still, this is what people are still being taught, were from a very top-down approach, meaning approaching from their mind, not their emotions or their nervous system. And so as I've been on my journey as a practitioner and a coach and a healer, I started to dig deep and do my own research because I noticed my own stumbling blocks. I noticed my own blocks that were coming up with me really creating what I desire. And I was going to therapy and I was like, something's not clicking, something's not working. And then I got into coaching and that's when I started to see super fast momentum, supernatural speed of from where I was to where I wanted to be. It was happening so quickly and so fast. And what I realized, for one, was not all therapists were trauma informed. And I would talk about things with the therapist and I was starting to know more than them. And so I knew then, like, I have to go to someone else because they didn't understand parts work. They didn't understand nervous system regulation. They were not trained in the different modalities that really support a client in being emotionally regulated. And a big piece of the puzzle with manifestation is your feelings and emotions. And if you don't have the proper tools to get your emotions and feelings in a different space, you will have a very challenging time raising your vibrational frequency. And a lot of people are talking about change your thoughts. It's your mindset. Change the way that you're thinking. But if you are emotionally dysregulated, if your nervous system is dysregulated, then you're going to have a very challenging time shifting your thinking. And I learned that through the School of Hard Knocks. I was enrolling in very high level programs. And for instance, I've worked with Bob Proctor and his team with learning about the power of the subconscious mind. And I've worked with some really, really powerful people in this coaching industry. But I also started to notice some gaps in therapy where I was like, why am I learning this here, but not over here? And why is this working over here and not over there? And I started to realize that not all therapists are trauma informed. Neither are all coaches, but specifically not all therapists. And so a lot of the work that I started to learn was through me seeking it for myself because I really wanted to overcome my own limitations and I wanted to overcome my own saboteurs and I wanted to overcome the shrinking and the dimming my light and the hiding and the allowing fear, worry, and doubt to stop my own dreams from coming into fruition. And I was starting to realize that talking about what I had been through and talking about my current circumstances and problems was not getting me where I wanted to be. It was not giving me the breakthrough that I was desiring to have. And so I had to start seeking different approaches and I had to get more clarity on what I needed from a therapist. And so I got clear on that. I discovered the type of support that I needed from a therapist, what kind of credentials, qualifications, and trainings that they would need to have under their belt for me to feel fully supported. And I also always have a coach. Always, 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 always. I believe coaches should have coaches. I believe it's the name of the game. Just like when I used to work with juvenile adult offenders, we had a licensed professional counselor on staff who would listen to our sessions with our clients. We had to record them once a month and then quarterly, depending upon how you were assessed. And that was for them to make sure we were operating in integrity and according to the state standards that were required of us as professionals. And so I believe the same for coaches. Like, every coach should have a coach if you're coaching people, because you really get to take your integrity and your accountability to the next level, especially when you're leading people. I think it's paramount to have some sort of leadership to keep you in alignment with integrity and things like that. And so, you know, the trauma-informed piece was huge for me, and it's been revolutionary for me because I was so conditioned and trained both professionally and also through my own lived experiences in navigating the mental health industry and the therapeutic world about cognitive behavioral training and changing your thoughts and talk therapy. And it was not working for me, not what, for what I was needing. What I was needing was to regulate my nervous system. What I was needing to do was regulate my emotions and to shift my emotional baseline to a different frequency. I was not learning that in therapy. And so those were all things that I had learned outside of therapy. Those are things that I ended up learning through my own research and investments that I made to, first I was learning it for myself, and then eventually I decided to get certified as a practitioner of different modalities such as energy psychology, healing. One of the tools that I use is tapping. And I do breath work. There's different modalities that I use to support and lead my clients in when they are noticing any stress come up or emotional dysregulation or fear, worry, and doubt sabotaging them from taking action to create what it is that they desire. And so these tools have been absolutely game changer for me. And unfortunately, I did not learn them, you know, in my own experiences. I know other people have different experiences, but I didn't learn them in my own therapeutic experiences. The next thing is understanding that the way to manage triggers, you know, when you notice you're triggered, a lot of people miss the mark on this, but the way that we manage triggers is when we're not triggered. It's by practicing the techniques. It's by practicing the skills when you're not triggered so that you can access those skills when you actually are triggered. And so I find so many people are on a hamster wheel. They're in a cycle of their partner has triggered them, or their friend has triggered them, or their boss has triggered them, or their colleague has triggered them. And they're repetitiously having these same experiences and reacting in the same way each and every single time. Maybe you find yourself, whenever your partner upsets you, you yell and shout and scream and holler, and you do this every single time. And then afterwards you feel very guilty because you feel deep down that's not who you really are. You know, I've worked with women who were finding themselves in this pattern with their spouse where they were like, I feel so ashamed and guilty because when I get frustrated or angry with my partner, I scream and I yell and I shout. And then when I'm no longer angry, I feel bad about it. Well, what that leads me to believe is that you're not practicing that emotional intelligence when you're not activated. And so when you are activated, you are turning to the behavior that you've always turned to, which is yelling and shouting and screaming. And so it takes practice to learn a new behavior, a new skill when you're emotionally activated, because when emotions are high, intelligence is low. Okay, think about it. When you are emotionally activated and your emotions are very high, your logical mind, it's like it disappears. However, when you've been practicing repetitiously different techniques and skills, when you are emotionally activated, it will become more habitual for you to access those skills because they're not foreign to you in the moment. It's no different than someone who is, you know, been driving cars for years and years and years, and now you know how to navigate certain things differently. Or someone who, you know, is riding a bike, you know, you've been riding bikes for years and years and years. You know how to navigate things differently. It's through practice and repetition. But what I find is not a lot of people are taught how to do this type of work. And instead, they find themselves creating messes or chaos, or they're sabotaging. You may find yourself sabotaging. Maybe you have these big dreams and goals and you're like, Cassandra, every time I get really close to a breakthrough, I sabotage. Every time I find an incredible partner, someone that I'm like, you know what, they are amazing, I sabotage it. These are things that you get to work on, but it the way that we work on these parts of ourselves is not just through thinking and mindset alone. And I see so many people on the internet talking about mindset and shifting your thinking, but the sabotage actually is coming from your nervous system. It's coming from your emotional capacity. It's coming from parts of yourself that are trying to protect you from hurt, harm, or danger because you're doing something foreign. And so if you have not developed and grown your emotional capacity to handle the next level, to handle a romantic relationship, to get that promotion, to make more money, to relocate, to go do what it is that you've been really desiring to be, do, and have your big dreams, sabotage comes in to keep you safe. And so this is why doing this type of work, emotional intelligence work, emotional regulation work, nervous system regulation work is paramount, because now when you are finding yourself in these situations where before your pattern may have been to sabotage, you can actually stop yourself in the moment. And when you can stop yourself in the moment from sabotaging yourself, it is one of the most badass, empowering experiences to have for yourself. When you can feel like, you know what, I've got me. Like, I really, really got me. It feels absolutely incredible. If you listen to the previous episode, I talked about where I had a moment with myself where I stopped myself in the middle before sabotage and how empowering it felt. And it took practice to get there. The type of work that I do in my coaching programs and in my private coaching work, that is the work I do that got me to this place of being able to catch it in real time, and it no longer turned to me habitually reacting subconscious patterns, where instead I could consciously choose my own response. That is the name of this game. You know, I've been studying neuroplasticity even deeper recently, and I was reading about the power our unconscious has on our conscious. And it was talking about how 70% of our choices are made from our subconscious mind. And so if you think about it, a big part of the choices that you're making are coming from your own conditioning and programs. In fact, some studies are saying it's higher than that. They're saying it's 85%. Some are even saying 90% of the choices that you make are coming from your subconscious mind, which means you only have a small part of your conscious mind available to you when you're making choices. This is why this work is so necessary. Before you knew how to drive, you had to practice driving before it became where you could just do it. Have you ever found yourself going somewhere that you go every day, maybe to work, maybe to your kid's school, and you don't even remember how you got there because your subconscious mind probably took over because you have been in the practice of doing it for so long? This work also applies to your emotional intelligence, to sabotaging behaviors, and really manifesting and creating the life, love, and legacy of your dreams. This same work applies where you literally can practice new ways of being. And the moment where you're about to sabotage, or the moment you're about to do something that is completely against what you said you wanted, you get to choose something different. Because you've been practicing when you were conscious to now make that your new subconscious program. This stuff is powerful, y'all. This stuff is powerful. And so on this conversation of talking about, you know, the difference of, you know, therapy and coaching is really also knowing that, are you talking to vent, or are you taking transformational action to create? I have found a lot in my work, a lot of people love to go to therapy because they say they have this person, it's like a friend who will just listen to them and their problems. And I have always felt a little uneasy about that, because I look at this work like something so sacred and so deep. And I didn't understand why people would spend their time, their money, their resources to just listen to someone just be venting and not actually creating solutions and making growth and progress. And what I have discovered is a lot of people love to feel heard, but not a lot of people are willing to do what it takes to actually hurdle over the obstacles that brought them there in the first place. And so when we're talking about this type of work that I'm doing and what I talk about a lot, which is really creating this big vision that you have for yourself, it's knowing, where are you at in your journey? Are you tired of being in a state of just being hurt, or are you ready to do what's required to hurdle over the circumstances that you find yourself in that are not ideal, that are not what you now want? Maybe this is a reality you once wanted and you're grateful. You're like, you know what? It's funny because I'm living the reality I once wanted, but I find myself desiring more. You know why? Because that's how we were created as humans. Bob Proctor used to say that we are God's highest form of creation, meaning that we are the only creation on this planet that gets to do what we do. We get to live multiple lives in a lifetime. We get to create. We get to invent. We have the ability to imagine and visualize. We have so many capabilities that no other creature on this planet has. But sometimes we forget, and we get caught up in our circumstances, and we forget that more is always available to us. And so on this path, we have to remember that when you find yourself in a place of feeling discontent, it's because there's something inside of you saying there's more. And are you willing to go pursue that? Are you willing to go to the next level in your romantic relationship with your partner? Are you willing to take that leap of faith and relocate to where you said you always wanted to live? Are you willing to go to the next level in your business? Are you willing to make a pivot in your career? Or are you going to keep talking about how afraid you are, or the impact of past experiences has had on you and it creates a lot of worry, or how you failed in the past and made mistakes and now you're doubting yourself and your capabilities? And so what I love about my work is my clients do both, and they go to therapy for the mental, emotional traumas, if you will. You know, if they feel like that's something they still want to work on and need to work on. But they come to me for the creation, because I'm all about, now let's create. Let's move forward. Let's create this beautiful life, this amazing relationship, this epic career, brand, or business that you fall absolutely madly in love with. I love that part of this work, of the moving forward, the creation, the manifestation. That's what I'm here for. And I wanted to have this conversation because there's a lot of people that fall in different categories who are drawn to my work. Some have been in the coaching industry for a very long time, and so they already, everything I'm sharing for you, this is just a refresher. You already know this. This is not new to you. You've heard this. You know this because you've been in the game, right? And for you, just hearing it may just be a refresher of like why you love the work that you do. I have people in the middle. And then I also have people who are kind of familiar with coaching. They may have invested in a couple programs here and there, but they never really took time to consider like what exactly is the difference between therapy and coaching. Because I've had people who will say like, well, I'm just gonna use my insurance and go to therapy. And then, you know, they follow up with me a year or two later and they're still in the same place they were in the last time we had a conversation. And that's what breaks my heart, because I believe in the both and. I believe we get to heal and we get to create. I don't believe that we always have to stop everything and nothing gets to keep moving forward. Now, sometimes we do have certain traumas and life experiences and circumstances that happen that may feel like time has stood still. But when you look back and realize you are moving through something, and it's only a matter of time before the physical representation of that shows up. And so especially when we're moving through grief, you know, I moved through a lot of grief these last few years, a lot of grief. I lost close people during the pandemic. through, you know, death. I also had to release relationships during the pandemic due to misalignment and betrayal. I had to grieve that I was in a new reality and that my old reality was no longer existent. There was a lot of grief, multiple categories, multiple scenarios, multiple reasons. But what I see, the way that I handled the grief compared to how I see others, is I was moving through it. And although it may appear like a lot in my physical life may have not changed, a lot in me changed. And those of you who have been connected to me for a long time, you know, I often say that the shift happens in you first, then for you next, meaning we experience shifts internally, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, before it shows up externally in our relationships, in our finances, in our businesses, in our careers, in our dreams. And so if you find yourself resonating with this and you're saying, you know what, I find that I've been there where I have been moving through some things these last couple years, but I can feel things have shifted within me. Maybe you feel more confident. Maybe you feel more clarity around your vision and your dreams. Maybe you feel more conviction around what's possible for you. And now you're in this phase where you're like, okay, I'm ready to create it. I'm ready. I'm ready to create the life of my dreams. I'm ready to create the relationship of my dreams. I'm ready to take my brand to the next level. I'm ready to be seen and visible on my online business. I'm ready to make that career pivot. I'm ready to step into my leadership and with more boldness. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Then that is a beautiful place to be. That is a beautiful place to be. And if you find yourself there, this is really an ideal time to have coaching as support so that you are having someone walk with you side by side, someone who has been where you desire to go or who is already there, and we can lead you. It's almost like going to a foreign city. Say you went to Paris and you want to see all the sights and you want to do all the things, but you don't know where to go first and you don't know how to get there and you don't know how to maximize the time of your trip. You really want to maximize the time that you're there and save time and do as much as you can. Sometimes you get a guide and they can tell you, okay, you should go here first and then go there next. And before you know it, you look back and you had the most epic trip of your life because you got support instead of trying to figure it out by yourself. That's what I love about the work that I do, because I'm literally walking with people and telling them the next best steps to take based off of where they are and where they want to get to. And I can lead you in that, in your life, in your relationships, in your business, in your career pivots. You know why? Because I have done all of the above. I have relocated. I have manifested the most epic partner anyone could dream of. I have started an amazing brand and business and love the work that I do. I have made career pivots. When I tell you, I have done the things. And I believe that that's what makes the work I do so powerful and potent, because I'm not just someone who has gotten the education or the certifications or studied and researched and read something in a book. I walk my talk. My work is my life. And to me, that has been a huge difference I've noticed in the therapy world, is a lot of people have the education and the training, but when it comes to this higher level of manifestation or of creating your big, big dreams, that's where I see the gap fall short. And I believe that's where people like myself come in, because I walk the talk. This is my life. And so I've worked with some incredible entrepreneurs who already had multiple businesses and they wanted to create another business and they wanted to deepen their romantic relationship. And when I would ask them, like, why did you hire me and you already have a therapist? And they would tell me, because you get it. Because you get it. A lot of times people would tell me that they would talk to someone and they would tell them, it's almost like diminishing their dreams a little bit. And I felt bad that they had that experience. I had that experience too, which is why I had to find a new therapist. You know, I had therapists who would tell me I wanted too much. And I realized that they just weren't aligned for me. And so it's really important to get aligned support and knowing where are you and what do you want. Like I said, this is not a jab against therapy. I still have a therapist. My clients have therapists and they work with me. But I wanted to have this conversation because it comes up occasionally in the work that I do where I notice that people are either newer to coaching and they're noticing that, you know, when it comes to doing emotional intelligence work or raising their vibrational frequency or shifting their subconscious patterns and programs and paradigms, that they will tell me that they tried therapy and it didn't work. And then they come to me and they ask, like, why did this work with you and not them? And so I was like, you know what, let me come here and just have a conversation with you all. It's like I said, this is not a dig against therapy. Therapy is very valuable. But I also believe you need to have an aligned support. Aligned support. I can't begin to tell you the amount of people I had to go through as a Black biracial woman who had experienced the traumas I did to find aligned support. It was not easy at all. It was one of the most challenging things when I was in that part of my journey because I was coming across people who didn't look like me, who were white. And so they could only understand one piece of the puzzle. So aligned support is huge, not just with therapy, but also with coaching. You know, a lot of people are going out there and they're getting certifications and they're saying, I'm a certified life coach. And I don't see them walking the talk. And to me, I personally would not hire someone who's not walking the talk. I would not hire a coach who is not practicing what they preach and teach. That's just my own philosophy. That's kind of where my own standards come in. I've been doing this for quite some time now, and I now can discern the difference between someone who is just saying it because it sounds good versus someone who actually is living it and breathing it. And someone who's living it and breathing it, I know you're my people. Because we take it seriously. We take it so seriously that we are our own student first. And so I often say I'm a student and a teacher. I'm a protege and I'm a mentor. I'm a client and I'm a coach. I am the both and I stand for the both and. So what I love about what I'm doing in this season of my life is last night we had the welcome call for the Return to Her program. And this is my 6-week signature journey where I take women on a journey of returning home to their most powerful selves, of reclaiming their power and increasing their magnetism and their emotional intelligence and really embodying this powerful woman that they were created and destined to be at the next level. And so this is bigger than self-love. This is bigger than let me just be my best self. We're taking it to the next level. Like if you have big dreams and you know, like it's going to require you to really show up as your powerful, bold, brave, authentic self to bring those dreams into fruition. This is that program where we're really going to be tapping in and connecting with that powerful sacred part of yourself who's going to be the one creating this. And I'm really excited because I'm not only leading this program, I'm also taking it myself. Yes, I am. I'm taking my own program. Because it's that good. I first started running this program in 2017. And so this program has been run multiple times. I have just continued to deepen it and refine it over the years. And to me, it is a masterpiece. It is a masterpiece. I am so in love with this program. I was just speaking with one of my business accountability partners about how proud I am of this program. I'm so proud of it because I know that it works. It's science-based. It has the spirituality component. It's trauma-informed. It is incredible. It is absolutely phenomenal. And so I'm leading myself in this program as I'm leading the women in this program, because I believe that when we leave the year powerful and potent, we get to enter the new year powerful and potent. And I don't know about you, but I'm not one of those people that likes to declare and claim on January 1st who I'm going to be. I like to enter the year as her. I like to enter the year as I'm already her, and this is what I'm doing. And so that's what we're doing in this program. We are really returning to her now, so that when the clock strikes 12 on December 31st and we transition into the new year, we are already our next level selves. And I cannot wait to see what we create on the back end of these incredible transformations that are about to happen. I have had so many testimonials over the years of women deepening their self-trust, taking their love lives to the next level, having the courage to pivot in their careers, having the courage to launch their businesses, taking their current business to the next level, putting themselves out there with their brand in a new way that's more authentic with who they are. I mean, so many things have happened on the back end of this type of work, because when we're talking about returning to her, we're talking about returning to your own authentic essence. And sometimes in life, we have had so many different types of experiences where we start to forget that part of ourselves. We start to forget our power. We start to forget our beauty. We start to forget our divine essence. And so I'm excited for all of us, myself and the women in this program, to return to our bold, brave, authentic, unapologetic selves. And if you would like to join us, the enrollment remains open during the duration of the program, because this is a live program. I'm running it live, which means there's live modules, live Q&A calls, and we will be wrapping up on December 15th, I believe, with the celebration call. So it's a full 6-week program. You can enroll at any time, catch up on the replays during these 6 weeks, but I highly recommend that you join us live. I highly recommend you join us live if you can. And so what I'll do is I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can access this as a bonus. I have included the plot twist masterclass that we just did last month. We did the plot twist masterclass, or the beginning of this month, maybe. And that was an incredible experience, where in the plot twist masterclass, we talked about flipping the script and being your own hero. So that masterclass, which was a 3-day experience, was included inside the Return to Her program as a bonus lifetime access for those who would like to watch those replays and enjoy. So I'll put the link in the show notes for you to join us. And I would love to see you there. If you have questions, you can either private message me on my Facebook personal page, or you can email me at ca@cassandraaustin.com, Cassandra spelled with one S. It was my pleasure having this conversation with you all today, and I'm looking forward to our next chat. All right, take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.